with this KLAM Sports Update for this Tuesday, March 31st. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, yesterday we were able to get the season underway for our golf teams in the listening area as the War Eagle Conference had its first set of golf competitions yesterday with the nice weather we had. Let's get you the rundown on those. First in girls golf for the War Eagle Conference, it was a close battle at Willow Creek Golf Course in Lamar's, but MMCRU defeated Galen Catholic 203-205, just a two-stroke difference. The top golfer came from the losing team. It was Isabel Lammers of Galen Catholic, who medaled with a 45. Allie Olson of MMCRU with a 46. Then Kensley Kramer of Galen Catholic and Ella Draper of MMCRU each scored 50, while Gracie Schrader of MMCRU shot a 51. But again, the Royals win that one by two strokes to start the season 1-0. Also in girls golf at the War Eagle Conference, Harris Lake Park defeated West Sioux, who did not have enough golfers. Harris Lake Park shot a 214. In boys golf at the War Eagle Conference, you have a couple of teams that could be contending for War Eagle Conference regular season titles this year, as Galen Catholic was able to get the better of MMCRU by four strokes, a score of 159-163. How about those low scores to open the season? Top golfer for the contest was Carson Arnes of Galen Catholic. He shot a 30. Dylan Lubin of Galen and MMCRU's Camden Bork each shot a 39. Mason Pitts of Galen Catholic shot a 40. And then MMCRU's Michael Schmellen and Mason Hill each shot a 41 in the loss for the Royals. Galen Catholic starts the year off 1-0 with the match on their home course. Also in boys golf at the War Eagle Conference, Harris Lake Park defeated West Sioux 149-162. As the golf season gets off to a start, it tees off and we'll see some more of those matchups, hopefully, in the coming days. Of course, weather pending. We had a couple of track meets take place yesterday as well, outdoors for the first time. So we are in the throes of the spring season now, starting on the girls' side with the Sibley Ocheyedan Invitational. And we've got some team points to tell you about. West Lyon won the meet with a score of 110 points. Galen Catholic, not far behind. That was a good competitive meet as the Jays finished third with 95 points, just 15 off of the top team. Akron Westfield tied for 7th with 31 points. They were also in attendance there. Individual leaders for Galen Catholic's girls, they got a victory from Delaney Budden, who won the discus with a first place throw of 99 feet 8 inches. Top two finishers in the long jump were both from Galen Catholic. Delaney Kearns won it, 15 feet 11 and a half inches. Ella Rulin second at 15 feet 7 inches. And the shuttle hurdle team of Addie Castle, Leah Toms, Lindsay Poland, and Ella Rulin, they won that event with a time of 1:12:35. Second place finishes, Lindsay Poland was second in the 100-meter hurdles at 17.94 seconds. Ayla Schmidt was second in the 800-meter at 2:34.64. Delaney Budden continued her great day in the throws, second place in the shot put, 33 feet, 4.5 inches. And then some third place finishers, Violet Gaya with the third place finish at 1,500-meter run with a time of 5:56.04. Danielle Tesh was third with a time of 14:47.90 in the 3,000-meter run. Leah Toms was the third in the high jump, 4 feet 10 inches, and the 4x400-meter relay team, Delaney Kearns, Emmy Castle, Ella Ruland, Ayla Schmidt, finished third at 4:27.23. Akron Westfield's top finish on the girls' side was Kaberly Fairbanks, who jumped 5 feet even in the high jump to win that event. Tess Frericks had a couple of strong finishes. She was third in the 100-meter dash at 13.57 seconds, and with a time of 28.46, she finished fourth in the 200-meter dash, while Avery Gaswin was fourth in the long jump at 13 feet 8 inches. On to the boys' side of the Sibley Ocheyedan Invitational in track, Central Lyon won that meet with 137 points. They kind of cruised away with the win. Galen Catholic took home fourth as a team, scoring 87 points. It was a good battle, 2 through 4. And then Akron Westfield brought up the rear in ninth with 10 points. Individual leaders for the Jays, Owen Severs, man, did he have a good day out out there individually. 100-meter dash winner at 11 and a quarter seconds. 200-meter dash winner at 22.85 seconds. That's certainly a good way to start the outdoor season. Second place finishes for the Jays came from Wyatt Kuntz in the long jump, 20 feet 6.5 inches. The distance medley team of Wyatt Kuntz, Jack Roberts, Owen Sievers, and Marshall Sievers took second at 4:01.03. And the shuttle hurdle team of Drake Knipe, Jack Roberts, Tarek Mayrose, and Wyatt Kuntz finished second at 1:03.47. And then some bronze medal finishes at 110-meter hurdles for the Galen boys. Drake Knipe, 15.46 seconds. Colden Wilson was third in the 400-meter dash at 58.6 seconds. Ben Roeder, strong third-place finish in the 3,200-meter run at 12:31.11. And the 4x1 team of Dylan Kramer, Wyatt Kuntz, Jack Roberts, and Owen Sievers, they take home third with a time of 45.67 seconds. Akron Westfield's top finishers rounded out the top five in some events. The 4x200-meter relay team of Colt Henrich, Nolan Lara, Ben St. Pierre, and Bryce Hansen finished fourth, 140.1. Then in fifth-place finishes in the 200-meter dash, Caleb Johnson, 24.44 seconds in fifth, and Wiley Ace Jones in the 3,200-meter run took home fifth at 13:40.09. The other track meet we have to report on for you from Orange City, the MOC Floyd Valley meet, where the Hinton girls and boys and the KPWCRV girls were competing on the team side. In the girls' race, it was MOC Floyd Valley winning that meet, their home meet, with 131 points. Hinton finished fifth at 72.3 points, and Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central River Valley took sixth with 48.3 points as well. Some good individual showings from that meet, though, and we'll start with the Hinton girls, who did not have an event win, but they had a number of second-place finishes, and a couple of them there from Morgan Divis in the throws, the discus throw, 108 feet 11 inches, and then she set a school record in the shot put, 40 feet 6 inches to finish second place. So now both of the Divis siblings have already broken school records for the shot put and Hinton, and they've done so before the calendar flips to April, so certainly a lot of time to break that record once again. Other second place finishes for the Hinton girls: Brindley Booby was second in the 100 meter hurdles, 16.89 seconds. The 4x2 relay of Addison Dunkel, Sydney Duskett, Adeline Ordegren, and Rory Cook took second at 1:49.87. And the shuttle hurdle team of Brindley Booby, Michaela Clark, Layla Mailer, and Rory Cook, they took home second at 1:12.8. Third place finish for the Hinton girls of the 4x1. It was the same team as the 4x2. Dunkel, Duskett, Ordegren, and Cook, 51.29 seconds in the 4x1. And fourth place finishes, Addison Dunkel was fourth in both the 100-meter and the 200-meter dash, 13.2 in the 100, 26.83 in the 200. Stella Riediger was fourth in the 3,000-meter run at 12:17.23, and then Brindley Booby, 4 feet 10 inches in the high jump, took home 4th place as well. For KPWCRV, their top finish came from their 4x400-meter relay team of Katie Lloyd, Delaney Evans, Addison Cameron, and Jade Ryan. They finished 2nd with a 4:30.58 time. 3rd place finishes in the field events: Annika Zora, 5 feet 1 inch in the high jump. Lexi Gilbert was 3rd in the long jump, just over 16 feet. Distance medley team finished 3rd. That was Lexi Gilbert, Delaney Evans, Katie Lloyd, and Addison Cameron, 4:42.32. The shuttle hurdle team of Jaden Dossel, Ray Collins, Faith Vanagua, and Haley Woodle, they finished third at 1:19.21. And the 4x8 team of Briley Utesh, Jade Ryan, Annika Zora, and Elsie Wilcox took home third, 11:53.33. Then finally in fourth, it was Jaden Dossel, 100-meter hurdles, 18.04 seconds in fourth place. On the boys' side of that meet, the MOC Floyd Valley boys made it a sweep, clean sweep, 215 points. The Hinton boys were third at that meet with 88.5 points, I should say. Their top individual finishes, once again, came in the field events. Carson Divis continues to dominate the shot put event, 57 feet 6 inches. He won that event there for Hinton. Second place finish in 110-meter hurdles for Logan Coffey, 15.74 seconds. Micah Robbins in the 200-meter dash was second at 23.21. Logan Coffey was second at the 400-meter hurdles, 58.78 seconds. Third place finish for the Blackhawk boys, Carson Divis, 133 feet even in the discus. And then the sprint medley, Relay team finished third. Cameron Robbins, Stone Hall, Logan Kempema, Jackson Kunkel. Third place, 4x2 relay team as well. Jackson Kunkel, Micah Robbins, Stone Hall, and Will Hagstrom. And then the shuttle hurdle team was third. Julian Small, Luke Leary, Mason White, and Zach Anderson. And then some fourth place finishes here. Will Hagstrom was fourth in the 100-meter dash at 11 3/4 seconds. Cole Friesen was fourth in the 400-meter dash, 56.59 seconds. And Noah Wirth, 5.5 feet in the high jump, took home fourth place as well. Of course, with all those track meets that we'll tell you about throughout the spring season, links to those individual results, a full rundown of those individual results, can be found at KLEM1410.com. Outside of the listening area a little bit further, some boys soccer scores to tell you about in the Missouri River Activities Conference. Sioux City East defeated Fort Dodge 4-1. Sergeant Bluff Luton also beat Glenwood by the score of 4-1. And Bishop Heelan opens their season with a draw, tying Unity Christian 2-2. Then finally in boys tennis in the MRAC, Bishop Heelan squeaks past Dennis Schleswig by a score of 5-4. All of those scores and results can be found on our website. You can check that out at KLEM1410.com. Well, we go on now to the sports schedule for today, where the Lamar's community track teams are scheduled to open their outdoor season. They are set to run at the Dennis and Schleswig Monarch Relays today. MMCRU is also set to open their outdoor schedule. They are scheduled to compete at the South O'Brien Early Bird Meet. In boys soccer, in the Missouri River Activities Conference, the Lamar's community boys set to open their season tonight as well. They are on the road to Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln. Also in the MRAC, Sioux City North is at Sergeant Bluff Luton, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Bishop Heelan, and Sioux City West is at Sioux City East. Some more golf teams open their seasons today in the War Eagle Conference. Akron Westfield is at Remsen St. Mary's, girl-boy matchup there. MMCRU, girls and boys, they are heading to Hull for a triangular with Trinity Christian and Sibley Ocheden. And then George Little Rock is at Harris Lake Park. Western Valley Conference girls golf, Kingsley Pearson is heading south for a quad hosted by Logan Magnolia. And then in boys tennis at the MRAC, Bishop Heelan is at Yankton and will also be set to take on Vermilion in South Dakota. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.